day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up when we get back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Well, mixed trade was seen across the livestock market as traders' interest was very light throughout the day. The focus on squaring positions through the end of the week and potential shifts surrounding the afternoon release of the cattle on feed report sparked additional market shifts just before the closing bell. Corn prices were higher in light trade, the September corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were lower, though, in light trade, with the Dow Jones 62 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 12 points. Live cattle futures were mixed in a single-digit range today as traders remained content with the market direction heading into the weekend. The cattle on feed report helped to draw additional late-day attention into the market, causing sunset trade shifts. But before then, there was very little significant direction expected to develop in the live cattle complex. Moderate buyer support once again stepped into the feeder cattle market as traders focused on the potential that a shift in the market direction would be seen surrounding placement levels in the upcoming cattle on feed report. The report released after markets closed gave traders an opportunity to adjust positions in front of the report. Grain futures were mostly lower today, unable to recapture momentum after yesterday's strong close. Outside markets were also cautious as investors shed risk ahead of the weekend. Corn prices were a little lower today after a modest but fairly steady selling pressure emerged overnight to reverse a higher open. December futures rallied up to a resistance at an old support line, but held its move above the 25-day moving average. Soybeans posted double-digit losses again today, but held to an inside day after bouncing back from a similar decline yesterday. Selling reemerged again overnight in Asia, before a brief attempt to rally succumbed after trade started in Europe today. And wheat prices were cautiously mixed today. While the four-week consolidation in winter wheat pulled back from the top of its trading range, Minneapolis futures continue to show strength on concerns about spring wheat production here and abroad. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.